Nevin was Cather's first real artist friend, and in every way fitted her image of an artist. Mm-hmm. Nevin, in turn, found Cather attractive, interesting, turned on his charm. She wrote Mary O'Gair that she had been spending a good bit of her leisure time with him, and he was about the most lovable man she had ever met. In her story, Uncle Valentine, Cather draws heavily on the time she spent with Nevin and on the Vineacre evenings.
Valentine sat down at the piano and began to play very softly, something dark and rich and shadowy, but not somber, with a silvery air flowing through its mysteriousness. It might, I thought, be something of Debussy's that I had never heard. But no, I was sure it was not. I felt very sure that it was nothing old, but something new, just beginning indeed.